Well, a big hearty welcome to little Felix Matthew and all the rest of you this morning. It's good to be with you again today. Welcome to our visitors and welcome to home folks back home again and welcome to home folks who have been here. It's good to be here with you. Before we go any further with the service, though, let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord, we come before you this morning and we come in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we're asking a blessing on this service. We're asking a blessing on our hearts today. And I just pray, Father, that you would speak to us, that you would be glorified and lifted up, and we'd be encouraged and strengthened. And Lord, every heart here, I just pray that you would touch it through your word and through your spirit. Lord, help us to be an encouragement to each other as well. And I just pray that you would just give us strength, Lord, that we might go from this place better suited to take your word out and with our shoulders squared back, and ready to face life. In the name of Jesus, I pray it. Amen. If you would turn with me, I'd like to look over into Matthew 6, one of my favorite passages. And the title of the opening this morning is Complete. If I would ask you this morning, what are some important things? I'd probably get a pretty extensive list. Important things for life. What are some life lessons? We've got a lot of experience here in life lessons and experiences. And there's a lot of things that, you know, looking back in life, we say, you know what, if I would have only known that important detail that I missed, I could have saved myself and my loved ones a lot of heartache. Or maybe we can look back in a positive way and say, since I took somebody's advice, or since I read something in Scripture and I took for important and I made that sort of a guide star for my life, it's made a huge difference. This is really important. And I imagine if I'd ask you, we'd get a lot of good answers. And I'd like to look at what Jesus has to say today about something that's important, something that can make us complete. Matthew 6, verse 24, we're breaking into the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus is talking about material possessions. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. How would you like to live in that place? Of loving and despising and trying to live in both worlds, trying to serve two masters. Sound like a good place to live? No, we want clarity. We want to be able to focus on one thing. Think about it this way. God wants us to be complete. He wants us to be at peace. In a world of drama and with so much lack of peace exists and anger and bitterness and dichotomies. God wants us, his people, to be complete and to face the world on our own two feet and be able to look at it as he looked at it. He doesn't want us to serve two masters or multiple masters. You can't serve God and mammon or possessions. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not. Neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. God doesn't want us to live half lives, lives that are broken in pieces. And sometimes we think about the Christian life as a life in which the cross factors high, and in which we are, it's a life of self-denial. And it is true that that is the case. We Christians are to live a life of self-denial. But on the other hand, we are also supposed to live, Christ gives us the grace to live a life of completeness. So the things that we are to deny ourselves are the things, actually, that would harm us. And Jesus gives us a list of things that people stress about having enough to eat, about having enough to drink, about having clothes to wear, about having a place to stay. And I appreciated what Brother Ralph shared with us this morning about the promises of God. There's a lot of things that we stress about, or that people stress about. They stress about our relationships. They stress about maybe there's something in your life that you just cannot get victory over, and it seems like you fought and you struggled, and it just can't get there. Maybe there's a relationship which it just seems like no matter how hard you try, it just doesn't, it just goes backward. And maybe it's your foibles. And, you know, you try to come across in a kind way, but it just seems like every time you put your foot in your mouth, and it just seems like you don't have the effect that you want. Or maybe it's you want to be popular or well-liked. Or maybe there's lots of things that people stress about. What Jesus is saying here is this: seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We talked about it a little bit in Sunday school this morning too, didn't we? Where it talks about how we are the sons of God. It doesn't yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And whoever has his hope in himself, that he is the Son of God, and that he's going to be changed more into the likeness of God, he purifies himself, even as Christ is pure, as God is pure. So seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And note it doesn't say, Jesus does not say, your own righteousness. He doesn't say, just try to do good, try to be good, do the best you can. But he says, his righteousness. What does it mean by his righteousness? I'd like to turn over now to Colossians 2, verse 6. Colossians 2, verse 6. And there's a beautiful passage here, and I'm going to read down through verse 15. Once again, breaking into a conversation that Paul is having. And what Paul is talking about here is a trouble with legalism and trouble with the old law. And so that's sort of the context of what we're reading here. Colossians 2, verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. I think, we're tempted to do two things when it comes to reading scripture. One is to overcomplicate it, and one is to oversimplify it. I think it's a good idea to just take a reading, first of all, for what is face value? What do we see in front of us? And, what some people will say, we are complete in him. It means that we have no finished, Christ has finished the work. There is nothing left for us to do. That's true, but maybe that's an oversimplification, because we have many verses that talk about things like, come unto me, all you that are labor under heavy laden, I will give you rest. What does that entail? That involves submission. So as we submit, as we give up to Christ's finished work, we submit ourselves to him. He changes our lives. We take his yoke upon us. So let's not overcomplicate. Let's not oversimplify. But at the risk of oversimplification, I'd like to take more the approach of simplifying what we're reading here. Because sometimes what we need to do is take a step back, and then another one, and then another one, And what is God really telling us is the most important? And this is what it is. We are made complete only in Jesus Christ. Now, there's a lot of things that are important. And there are a lot of, you can have a lot of good conversations with people, and they can give you good advice. We can give each other good advice about the problems we face. But let's never forget this. We are made complete only in Jesus Christ. We cannot complete ourselves. We cannot be so righteous in ourselves that we can be made complete. Others cannot complete us. And that's a temptation sometimes for people, especially maybe for young people. I'll just throw it out there. You feel a gap in your life and you think, you know what, if I just had somebody else in there, they could fill that hole in my life. Others cannot complete us. Others cannot fill the holes in our lives. Work can't complete us, or money, like Jesus said. Possessions can't complete us. Good deeds can't complete us. There's only one solution for our shattered selves, and that is Jesus Christ. So when we are looking at the trees, and sometimes it's so hard to see the forest because of the trees in front of us, but when we're looking at the trees that are right in front of us, and the things that, the complications of our lives, let's remember this. We are complete in Christ. And see what, and you know, the other thing we face is how to help others. We have to remember that we cannot complete others either. That means you can't complete your spouse. You can't complete your friend. You can't complete your child. You can't complete somebody you're trying to help. Only Christ can do that. And when that is, when Christ is in us, when we are pursuing him for who he is, the interesting thing that happens is that his completeness in us reaches out to others. Because then we are partners with Christ. Because then it's not about us. Then it's not about our needs. There's a lot of times that people who are trying to counsel others have a need filled in their own life for being needed. And so they this need that they have for being needed is fulfilled by having somebody to counsel. But if that person would ever perchance grow out of that need for counsel, then this hole in their own life would be there again. And so you've got this relationship, this damaged relationship that happens between mentor and mentee, in which the mentee is not allowed to grow because it would take away the psychological need or the emotional need of the mentor. And so that's what happens if Christ is not in us, completing us. So I would just challenge us this morning and as we face this week, that we would seek to be completing Christ. And that our prayer for completion, what are some steps for that? I think when we pray that Christ would be our completion, what does that mean? It means, first of all, repentance. Because we are our own worst enemies so many times. We are our own worst enemies. And the path out of that is repentance and submission to Christ. Pray that he would complete us. The glory must go to God, not to ourselves, if we are to be complete in Christ. Give up any thought of ego or of some benefit gained, but glory goes to God. Forgiveness must be part of our lives if we are to be complete in Christ. As we have been forgiven, we forgive. Partnership with Christ is something that occurs naturally when we are complete in Christ. His goals become our goals. His methods become our methods. His ways become our ways because his heart is our heart when we are complete in Christ. Our identity becomes that of a son of God, ransomed and adopted into his family when we are complete in Christ. And submission to his will becomes our way of life. There's a lot of stresses out there. And sometimes it's easy to chase endlessly down rabbit holes. And, you know, especially maybe when we're talking about the little things. Solomon talks about the little foxes that spoil the vines. Well, you can chase little foxes that spoil the vines forever. And when it comes to our lives, there are so many little things that stress us. And, you know, you're running after this and running after that, and it feels like you're chasing your own tail and you never catch it. That's a sign, maybe, that Christ isn't who he should be in our lives. Let's remember that we are complete in him, and let's pursue him in every situation. If you feel like you're being overwhelmed by a relationship, I challenge you. Instead of focusing on the particulars of that, focus on Jesus Christ and let him work his work in that. If you are facing a challenge at work and maybe a difficult customer, I challenge you, focus on Christ. Let him complete you and let his work out through you. If you are facing a temptation and maybe you've got a besetting sin, something that's just seems like you cannot get victory over, I would challenge you, rather than focusing on the sin, focus on Christ and his power. Fall at his feet in repentance and ask him to complete you. His power flows from him into us as we seek him for who he is. Let's stand for prayer. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we are so grateful and thankful for Jesus Christ and the great salvation that he has given us, that you have given us through him. Lord, thank you for redemption. Thank you for the new birth. And thank you for the abundant grace that you lavish on us. Lord, I just pray that each one of us would be able to find that place of completion in you. Lord, that we might find the place of identity in Christ and of stability in you, and that you might just work a work in our lives of both of grace and of power. Just pray that you would just keep us in your care and bless the service further in Jesus' name.